December 14th, Elijah and the Big Fire. The Lord is the one and only true God. Verse of the day. The Lord is the one and only true God. The Lord is the one and only God. 1 Kings 18:39. The story. During the days of the kings of Israel, there were many bad kings and only a few who followed God's commands. God sent messengers or prophets to help guide his people back to him. One of these prophets was Elijah. Elijah lived in a time where the people of Israel disobeyed God. Most of the Israelites chose to trust in other gods that were not real. Elijah wondered if anyone in Israel still loved God. Was God going to keep his promise from long ago? Was he going to bless his people? Was he going to rescue them from their sin and wicked ways? We know God is in control of everything. We have read many stories from the Bible up to this point, proving he is the true living God and he always keeps his promises. Elijah knew that too, but it was a very difficult time for God's people. King Ahab was not a good king. He became the king of Israel and did evil in the eyes of the Lord. He and his people worshiped made-up pretend gods called idols. King Ahab wanted all of the people to worship Baal and say that Baal was his god. This made the Lord very angry. The people of Israel were in a time of drought. This means it had not rained in a very long time. The people were thirsty. The animals were thirsty. God sent Elijah to King Ahab and his people with a message. Elijah said, "Stop praying to Baal. Turn your hearts back to God." But the king and his followers did not want to listen to Elijah, so Elijah had a contest. Elijah built an altar with stones, put sticks in it, and he challenged King Ahab and the prophets of Baal to build an altar with stones and put sticks in it too. They would both pray to their God to send fire to the altar. The prophets of Baal built their altar and prayed that their God would send fire. Nothing happened. They prayed all morning long, but their made-up god, Baal, did nothing. Now it was Elijah's turn. Elijah built his altar with 12 stones and put sticks on it. He even poured water on the sticks all around the altar. When Elijah prayed to God, immediately God sent fire to burn the altar. The fire burned up the altar and the sticks and all of the water around it. King Ahab and his prophets were amazed. They said, "The Lord is the one and only God." King Ahab began to worship God. Then dark clouds filled the sky. God sent a heavy rain to give the earth a big drink of water. Nothing is too difficult for God. God can even make fire with water poured all over the sticks. God changed wicked King Ahab's heart to trust and obey him. Even though things looked grim, during this time in Israel, God was at work. There were always people who loved God and trusted him. God's faithful followers were a small group at this point. But God had a plan to bring something mighty from this remnant of followers. He would one day bring Jesus from this group. Just as Elijah's fire made wicked King Ahab's heart turn back to God, this baby boy born in a manger would turn the hearts of God's people back to him. God is in control of everything, and we can always trust him. Discussion questions. 1. Could the made-up god Baal start a fire? 2. Could the real living God start a fire? And 3. Did all of the people know who the one true God is? And now a prayer. Thank you, God, for what you are doing and that you are the one true God. Thank you that you are in charge of the world and nothing is too difficult for you. Please help us to always remember that you are the one and only God. Thank you for always listening to us when we pray to you. Thank you for sending your son, Jesus. Amen.